This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector.
Is sabhi uplabdhiyan is baat ka pramaan hai ki Bharat ke vaigyanik aur innovators bhavishya ki chunautiyon ka samadhan dene ke liye कितने विजनरी हैं. हमारा देश आज स्पेस टेक्नोलॉजी में नए कीर्तिमान स्थापित कर रहा है. मैं भारत के वैज्ञानिकों, इनोवेटर्स और युवा उद्यमियों को पूरे देश की ओर से शुभकामनाएं देता हूं.
Lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation Firefly, the Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. He said India has become the fourth country to achieve this success. On the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh, the Prime Minister said this is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony. On the participation of youth in the grand event, Mr. Modi said, when the young generation connects with its civilization with pride, its roots become stronger. In Andhra Pradesh, the Union Minister of Home Affairs and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah participated in the 20th Raising Day celebrations of the National Disaster Response Force NDRF in Vijayawada. On this occasion, the Home Minister also inaugurated the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management NIDM at Kondala Puluru in Krishna district. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw will participate in the World Economic Forum 2025 beginning tomorrow at Davos in Switzerland. During the event, Mr. Vaishnaw will highlight the country's development model. Ahead of his visit, the minister emphasized the country's significant strides in ensuring development for all sections of society, particularly those historically left out of progress. The first phase of the ceasefire deal between Israel and the Palestinian armed group Hamas began after 3 hours' delay from its scheduled start time, as per the agreement. This marks as a major step toward ending one of the deadliest conflicts in Gaza's history. Mediator Qatar confirmed the start of the truce and said few of the first 3 hostages set to be freed today hold foreign citizenship. Prime Minister of Israel on social media platform posted that they have received the list of the hostages who are due to be released today, according to the framework. He said the security establishment is now checking the details. Media reported that celebrations erupted across the war-ravaged territory and some Palestinians began returning to their homes despite the delay. Meanwhile, Israeli ambassador to India, Ruben Azar, said the first phase of the ceasefire deal has the potential of bringing back our hostages and also making sure Hamas won't be ever able to massacre Israelis like it did on October 7, 2023. In Maharashtra, Mumbai police today arrested a man from Thane West area accused of stabbing Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan today. Addressing the media, DCP Zone 9 Dikshit Gedam said some items seized from the accused identified as Muhammad Shariful Islam Shehzad indicate that he is a Bangladeshi national and doesn't have any valid Indian identity proof. In the Under-19 Women's T20 cricket, India kick-started their title defence at the tournament with a dominant 9-wicket victory over the West Indies at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. Put into bat, West Indies were bundled out for a paltry 44 runs in 13.2 overs in the Group A match. In reply, the women in blue overhauled the mere target of 45 runs in just 4.2 overs, posting 47 for the loss of 1 wicket. India had won the toss and elected to bowl first. In another Group A match today, Sri Lanka defeated host Malaysia by 139 runs. The Indian men's and women's teams are all set to compete in the finals of the Khokho World Cup today. Both teams will face Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The Indian women's team will play their final match at 6 p.m., followed by the men's final at 7:45 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.